Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with Hello. Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com.
Oh, shoot.
And hey, it's Amy okay. with Intuitive
Hi.
Coaching with Amy.com.
Oh, my God. I don't know how. Okay. Hi, it's Amy. I'm actually going to record this show live. This is not a pre-recorded show, but my last pre-recorded show is playing, so let's hope that it doesn't play again. How are you? Welcome to the program. I am Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I'm a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. We're going to talk about manifestation, as always, because it's my favorite thing, next to intuition. Intuition is awesome. Matter of fact, speaking of intuition, do you love I get on here and not sure what I'm going to talk about? I do. No. I just pretend to not know, which many of us do, the human condition. But let's talk about a new offering. It just went up last night. I am going to teach you how to receive divine guidance. A little bit different than learning just how to use your intuition generally, but divine guidance is specifically wisdom, inspiration, insight, action-based insight to help you accomplish a specific goal. So say you're praying about money, you really want money to come in the door, You feel like you've been doing all the things to make that money come in the door, but you know there's a piece missing. That's where divine guidance comes in. And you can pray, you can ask for that, and then you take action on it, and that's where you see your big explosion of blessings. So I'm going to teach you how to receive that. Divine guidance, I will say, is probably the hardest wisdom to receive. Where if you're naturally an intuitive person, everybody has an intuition, you probably have seen signs or you've seen where things connect or you're like, oh, the universe is pointing me in that direction. It feels very general. But divine guidance is so specific, it's very easy to miss it. And because it usually comes in when our mind is crowded with lots of noise, it's being able to receive it. It comes in quickly. It usually does not repeat itself that many times. You really have to be in a state, right, to welcome it in. So the story I tell on the sales page for the Divine Guidance course, it's 4 weeks. It's audios. You don't have to show up on a call. You're going to get a email from me on Wednesday with an audio where I'm going to lecture. I'm going to teach you how to tap into this, how to be receptive to it, because it's always coming forward. It's just we can't hear it often. That's why it's often missed. I'm going to teach you how to do that. I'm going to give you some worksheets to help you find the state you need to be in so that you can receive that divine guidance. 4 weeks, audios. Audios will be about 45 to 60 minutes. You can do it on your own time. And then during that 4 weeks, if you have questions, if you need some additional insight, you want some coaching, I'll be available to you over email. So it's an awesome, awesome course. Spirit totally gave it to me as a source of divine guidance. I rejected it. I thought it was just an idea in my mind. Divine guidance will often feel that way. And finally, as I was praying about it and things started to get a little uncomfortable, and that in itself is a sign, right? That was my test. We're going to talk about tests from the universe. I was like, okay, let's do it. And even as I sat down to write it, put the whole sales page together, it's the longest sales page I've ever written, it flowed beautifully. And I know that that is divine guidance. And I want to teach you how to live that way. So if you're ready to live a life of miracles, if you're ready to only hear yes, then consider the Divine Guidance course. It's on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. There's a payment plan to make it affordable for you. All right, let's talk about how to pass the test from the universe. That's the title of the show. Where did I first hear this concept? An audio from Louise Hay. And she was talking about how when we commit to living a different way, seeing life in a different way, making a choice in a different way, being in a different state, right? You know, we want to be in a different vibrational state. We're choosing different thoughts. We're choosing different beliefs. We're choosing to feel differently. Often the universe will give us, inevitably give us a test. I see it most often when I'm working with people around dating. They will get a test. They say they want a certain type of partner, right? And I'll go through and we'll get really clear about it and they'll start dating. And inevitably, somebody's going to show up that is close to what you want, very close, but it's not all of what you want. And that is a test. And are you willing to do things differently? Here's the thing. I know some people be like, well, Amy, you know, shouldn't I take that because it's better than where I'm at? No. Because under the glamour, right, under the exterior of whatever that is, say it's a partner. So maybe you always dated losery guys, whatever. And so now you got this good guy and he has a job and he's kind to you and he pays for dinner and he's good in bed, right? And so underneath, though, he's going to still feel like all the other guys. And you're thinking, well, why would the universe test me in this way? And I don't know if it, you know, my spirit guides as I was writing this said it's a part of the hero's journey. Joseph Campbell talks about the hero's journey. It's like you got to go through a little bit to get to where you want to be. And I think more of that is just the changing that happens, the transformation. You know, often in spiritual speak, we talk about the butterfly changing from the caterpillar into the butterfly. So when you're in the cocoon, that's when this test comes up to say, are you really ready to be a butterfly? Are you really ready to honor your truth? Are you really ready to follow your desires? Are you really ready to trust that there is something bigger than what you've always done, something bigger than the way it's always gone? Are you willing to have faith that God is on your side, that the universe has your back? And that is really how you cement your faith, is going through these tests. And I've been able to identify them more and more. I'm like, oh, this is a test from the universe. I know how to say no to this, particularly with men. I'm good now, very good now, saying it with men. Though there is always still that little lonely part of me, that inner child, you know, whatever, who deserves love and always and deserves to have her needs met, but adult me has to make sure those needs are met. But she thinks that something is better than nothing. There's always that in the back of my mind. I'm not saying that will ever go away, but I can choose to let her lead, or I can choose to let the adult me lead, the conscious me lead. And that's really what the test is. Are you willing to show up for yourself like never before? And tests feel and appear in different ways. It might appear as, maybe you've identified that there's an energetic vibration. If you enter that vibration, you know that what you want will appear, right? If I believe this, right, and I embody the space of belief around, let me give you an example that will help. Money. Let's do money. If you know that there is an energetic space of feeling that there is more than enough, that prosperity is always available to you, that you live in an abundant universe, that money flows easily and effortlessly through your life, if you are running those beliefs and you are thinking the thoughts that, of course, everything what it's going to work out, it's all working, you're doing your part, everything is a win, you are a winner. If you're thinking those thoughts, and you're feeling like, yes, 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 you're feeling uplifted, you're feeling inspired, you're feeling loved, you're feeling divine, you're feeling amazing, you're feeling light, you're feeling hopeful, you're feeling joy, you're feeling freedom, you're feeling positivity on every level, that's a state. And that will dictate your actions. So if you know that that state always creates a result for you, and maybe you haven't fully learned how to embody that state repeatedly, and you find yourself, you had just had a big manifestation, and you ease off the gas a bit, and all of a sudden you let some beliefs creep in that were limiting, that you thought you had gotten over. Money's hard to come by. Money's going to run out. It's not going to be this good again. I did so well, but can I really repeat it? Yeah. If you let that creep in, and then that starts to lower your vibration, meaning now the thoughts you're thinking are, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what's going on? Did I do something wrong? It's not going to work out for me. I got to work harder. I got to work less. I don't feel like working. Okay, so all those thoughts are coming in. I don't do enough. You start comparing yourself to other people. Okay, and so then you start feeling just, right? That, I believe, is a test, right? That is a test from the universe, right? The universe is not going to bring you what you want. A, that's not a vibrational state that would bring you what you want. But the fact that it wasn't this continuous, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, has a lot to do with, are you willing to stay in the state where it can be, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. That's so amazing. That's so amazing. I'm so lucky. It's so fun. It's happening. It's all happening. I believe it. It's all working. I deserve everything I want. Oh, my God, another blessing, another person, another sale. And money just shows up. Oh, there's money on the sidewalk. Oh, my God, I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky. I live in a state, a constant being of abundance. Man, life is good. Life is good. Okay. So if you're finding that you're not saying that, but you knew you were in that, it is a test that you're willing to practice and do this over and over and over again, right? I pray you went with me on that, is that, yeah, you can bring something in. But it doesn't mean that you're going to constantly hold that state. And so if things start to shift or change or something shows up unexpected, consider that a test from the universe. Okay, I know I have to continue to practice. I know I have to continue to return to the state. If I want high vibe things in my life, I must continuously, to the very best of my ability, stay high vibe. And that's not a perfectionist thought, right? I'm not saying you have to be perfect at this by any means. But let's go to the analogy of being an athlete. Athletes practice. There's a Dory Jackson. He played for SC some years back. I think he is, in fact, in the NFL. And I remember watching the game and seeing him, like, leap up into the air like a ballerina to catch this ball and then land gracefully inbounds. He was on the sidelines. And one foot touchdown, and everybody kept replaying it and replaying it and replaying it. I'm like, oh, my God. One of the reasons I love college football is what these athletes can do with their bodies, any athlete, but wow, what their bodies can do. That came from years and years and years and years of practice, that he could do that he could have the insight, that he could have the reaction to throw his body up into the air and land gracefully on one foot and be so aware, spatially aware, that that foot could land in bounds. That is practice. So manifestation is just like that. When all these miracles are circling, and please, babies, believe the miracles will circle. You will love every minute of your life if you choose to consistently make this work for you. It's always working, but make it work for you. So if you know you just had a beautiful manifestation, something came through that you really wanted, you got the job, you went on the awesome date, you bought the car, and you look back and you say, I did all of these things to manifest that. So often we fall off the cliff. That is a test from the universe. Are you willing to stay in that state? Right? Are you willing to stay in that state? I know somebody's going to be like, well, Amy, I did all that work to manifest a car. You know, I went and test drove them. I visualized driving the car. I did all of that work and I got the car. Awesome. Yes, that's amazing. I'm so proud of you. Find something else to want. Want that car is paid off. Want an awesome partner to be in that car with you. Manifest the money for an amazing road trip and stay in that state. Keep doing all the same things. And I know somebody's probably listening to this and saying, well, isn't that really exhausting? No. If you're focused on what you truly want. I find that what happens after a really big manifestation is people dip down. And they think they run against their limiting beliefs that this is the best it can be. And I want you to know there is no limit other than the limit that you've allowed yourself to engage. And Gay Hendricks calls this the upper limits issue. Amanda Francis calls it the minimum and maximums that you'll allow yourself to have, and our job is to shift those. Allow yourself to want more. And the way that you can bust through those limitations, bust through those glass ceilings, bust through to the upper limits, is to be willing to stay in practice with your manifestation. Yes, you will dip maybe a little bit, but you don't have to stay there. And you can observe and say, oh, this is the dip. I'm going to find some way to practice in this state, whether I'm doing my affirmations, whether I'm journaling, whether I'm listening to recordings, and I'm going to keep my vibration high. So I'm going to give you some like high-level advice on this, because you might manifest the car and you're like, okay, I want to manifest something else. I'm going to stay up. Inevitably, you will dip. And so acknowledge that dip, right? That is being in practice. Yes, you dipped. Okay, I dipped. And that's where you sit with it and you say, okay, I dipped. I had this beautiful manifestation. I'm ready for more. I'm so grateful. I believe that all is possible. And then you work your way back up. But what happens with this test is you're up and people think, oh, I'm just going to pretend I'm still up. No, acknowledge the dip and then go back up. And that can happen really quickly. Things can turn on a dime rapidly. Okay, tests from the universe. Tests from the universe are always going to feel so good, right? You're going to think, oh, he's the greatest man. Except for the fact I said I wanted to be in a relationship and he doesn't want to be in a relationship. Oh, man, this job feels so good to get paid, but I hate the work I'm doing, right? So I say be grateful for that, but then keep moving in the direction of what you want. When it comes to relationships, you're going to have to break up. You can't be in something and say, well, we're keeping each other company, and I'll keep looking. No, that usually doesn't work unless you are open to multiple partners. But for those that are seeking a monogamous relationship, you kind of have to say no, not kind of, I'm being nice. You have to say no and get back out there. And you will dip after that. You'll be like, oh man, that wasn't what I wanted. And it seems so good. And will it ever happen for me? Acknowledge the dip, observe the dip, feel all your feelings, move through the feelings, acknowledge where your fears were, acknowledge where your blocks are, acknowledge where your insecurities are, acknowledge any shame, acknowledge any doubt, and then start working your way back up to the high vibrational state that welcomed in that person. But this time you will go even higher because you'll be so clear on who you are. This is the work I do with it. And if you're a manifestation nerd, I pray you're going with me on this. This is the exact thing I do with a client. This can take you years or it can take you a single session with me. I can help you go through that whole process, acknowledge the test, pass the test, and move through it. Now, if you're working by yourself, let's go into how much more you can do to pass the test. Number one thing is don't compare your journey to anybody else's. You know, I say that often on this program. You are your own individual journey. You might hear a story I share with you. You might be in a course. You might be in a program. But whatever that teacher's doing, whatever that guru's doing, whatever story you heard of someone's success, that is them. You must find your way to do it your own way. And in listening to those inspiring messages, and listening to this podcast, it's going to trigger something within you, an intuitive insight, so you know where to focus your attention and do your work. One of the joys of working with me as an intuitive, I can help you navigate that eureka moment. If you're doing it by yourself, it's just staying aware, staying tunnel vision, staying rock solid focus on what you want, believing that it's yours, and then acknowledging, oh, so-and-so did this, but that triggers my ability, my thought, my inspiration around doing this, right? It's all working. If you believe it's working. So tests, more tests that you can get from the universe. Huh. Are there intermediate steps? Absolutely. I definitely think there is an incremental upgrading of life. I think what happens is when we make an incremental incremental upgrade, right? So say you're working a goal. I'll tell you one from my own life. I have a multi-million dollar goal for my book business. And that multi-million dollar goal feeds some other goals, right? And so as I make incremental steps, I have a tendency to think, oh, I just had this win. This is a test from the universe. I'm like, all right, well, I'll work just within this framework. So maybe it's like I move into a better place, right? I made more money. I move into a better place. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'll stay here. I'll make this work. I'll start trying to manifest from this smaller place. It's not a vibrational match to my $7.2 million. Well, I set out the incremental step I made was the result of the $7.2 million dream, the energy I was putting behind that. I have to continue to put energy behind that. So that becomes a test in itself to the universe. So what do I mean? All right. So say you own a business, you're selling stuff, you had a six-figure goal for your month, and you hit, let's say it was 100,000, you hit 50,000. You're like, okay, well, all right, I'll plan my life around this 50,000. Like, let's see if I'll incrementally upgrade to 55,000 next month. No, still focus on the 100,000. That is a test from the universe, right? Because the energy that got you to 50 was the result of moving in the direction of the 100,000, right? So if you start trying to operate at 55,000, most likely you'll wind up well below that. Hope you're going with me on this. It's all energy. It's all the your willingness to believe that what you want is possible. So you're putting all the energy towards 100 grand and that equals 50. It's not quantitative, meaning, oh, so I was putting energy towards the 100 grands, but this is, I got 50, so I was only vibrating at 50. No, it just means that that's a step that you take in your journey. Keep consistent and focused on the original goal. We compromise and we think we're not going to get what we want, but that big increase, I'm assuming that it was a jump for you, that increase is significant. And let's honor that and say, okay, now we're going for 100. Now we're going for 100. And maybe the next month you get to 80. We're still going for 100. We're still going for 100. We're still going for 100. That's that alignment that the universe is asking you to embody, right? When everybody talks about alignment, that is the alignment. Instead of, oh, I met this nice man, he's cool, I enjoy his company, it's better than being alone, I had this manifestation show up, all right, I'll just kick it with this man. Mind you, he has four of my red flags, four of my five red flags, you know. So, yeah, no, that's still a test from the universe. And so the way you pass, the way you avoid self-sabotage is to say, that was nice. Okay, that feels closer to what I want. It's still not what I want. I'm still moving in the direction of what I want. That is how you pass the test. Most humans, when they begin the manifestation process, fail there. You're like, okay, I'll just accept it. And it's all coming from the limiting belief of, I can't really have what I want. You can. So keep believing, keep believing, keep believing, keep believing. You can have what you want. One more time. You can have what you want. If you will fully embody the belief that whatever it is that you desire, whatever the goal is, you can have it, then you will create it. I hope this program has been helpful to someone out there who's a manifester. Any more on this that I have to say? It's all working. I've been saying that a lot to you. It's all working as long as you stay in the vibration of it's all working. And if you find yourself pulling back, acknowledge that. Ask yourself what beliefs you're holding that are keeping you from staying consistent in your practice. And those beliefs might be, oh, it can't be any better than this. All right, well, then that's your sign to say, of course it can be better than this. The fact that I said that means that things are only going to get better and better and better and better. Hold that thought. One more piece here. the universe is very literal. And you might be trying to manifest, I think I've shared this example before, sales in your business. And every time you look at your sales report for the month and you're not seeing a sale 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 and you're acknowledging I'm not seeing a sale, that is a vibration. And the universe gives you that back. And I know you're thinking, but Amy, I was just being aware of what's there and it's not happening. And the universe is very literal. So the way I would approach that is be like, I know my sales on the way. Okay, I'm going to check this. I see that's what it is. I know my sales on the way. I know my sales on the way. I know my sales on the way. Same with if you're checking your dating profile and you haven't gotten a response. You don't say, oh, I haven't gotten a response. Oh, I haven't gotten a response. That is a vibration. You would flip it around and you look at it and say, isn't that interesting? Nothing's shown up in my inbox yet. I still believe he's out there. I still believe he's coming. I know that it's just a matter of time. I'm open and receptive. I'm staying in the game. I'll keep checking. I believe. I know I'll be in a relationship. Do you see how the vibration is completely different? The universe is working for you. You create your reality with the thoughts that you think and the words that you speak, and everything you want is available to you if you will allow yourself to receive it. Start with your beliefs. Clean those up. Manage your thoughts, feel a different feeling that's in the match to what you want, and you will create it. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm a coach. I help people do this work. If you are a person fascinated with the manifestation process and you want to use it to live the life of your dreams, hit your goals, always win, reach out to me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care of yourself.